Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. Hour 2 on a Monday. Great to have you in live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Joy Taylor this weekend going to New York City, hanging out. So you've done, I don't know how you do it. So you've gone like 4 to 5 straight weekends, like East Coast.
It's not been 4 or 5 straight, but yeah, I've been on a lot of long flights. That flight from New York is, going there is always a little more exciting.
JFK is a lot of work. Ugh. It's a lot of work as an airport.
It's very clean.
Well, it's new. They've made upgrades.
Yeah, but there's just no efficient way to get out of there.
No.
Maybe I'm not smart enough, but I'm like, I always feel like I get off the plane and I'm like, all right, I've got 20 minutes before I can find a place where I can get to a car.
New York City is not, and a lot of it's just the reality of their geography. It's not a great airport city. You're better off going to New Jersey.
And oh, yeah, I flew out of New Jersey.
Much easier that way.
Yeah, that's more efficient. L.A. has so many airports.
L.A. is bizarre. We have Burbank, and then we have Long Beach,
yeah,
and then we have the Santa Ana. They're all perfect. They're small. You park, 4 minutes later, you know, you're at your gate. LAX is your typical monstrosity. It's your Atlanta. It's your Philadelphia. But by and large, it's that horseshoe shape. You're in and out. It's pretty efficient. I used to live next to it. I could get there to the gate in 10 minutes from my house. But New York, JFK is a lot of work.
It is, but it's worth it. New York is amazing right now. It was
really
fun. Yeah,
that's what they say. They say New York is just on fire, having fun.
Everyone's happy and going places, and it feels like it's back.
By the way, can I just, for one, of course I can, it's called the Herd. So the media is, this is why people are over the American media. The media drives me nuts, and I'm in the media. During the pandemic, it'll never be the same. It's actually, for some people, better than it's ever been. People have money, they're spending it in a lot of sectors, the economy's good. America always bounces back. Could the media not always take the position of everything's bad, the worst possible is going to happen, we'll never recover? Everywhere I go, I was at a party last night in Los Angeles. People are happy, they're grateful.
Yeah. I think that is the overall sentiment. You know, you can feel energy amongst people when you go places.
There's no question.
And I feel like I personally feel very grateful. So I feel like there's that energy. Whereas normally we're like, ugh, stay away from me. Like, oh, what are you doing? You're so goofy. Like, everyone's always judging everyone. It's like, judgment free, live your life. We all just went through a horrible time. Enjoy yourselves. If you want to do that, do that. I'm going to go over here and do this.
Everybody I'm around now is happy.
Yeah.
The media is constantly miserable. That's why people are tired of the media.
I understand the pessimism towards humanity. Sometimes you can get a little bitter constantly covering awful stories and having to live in that space. I do think I was having this conversation this weekend. I find myself even sometimes actively having to resist becoming bitter because it can be very frustrating dealing with stupidity on a daily basis and ignorance and all of that. And like, you have to remind yourself there's a lot of great things happening in the world and you should enjoy your life.
Yeah. Like that movie that came out about phones, that they're evil. And my wife freaked out and I said, honey, 90% of what that phone does is great. 10% is a problem for our teenage daughters. But 90% of it is, I'm going to call a restaurant. 28 minutes later, I've got dinner on the table. I mean, come on.
Well, like everything in life, there's a negative and a positive.
And it's
mostly
positive. If
you choose to only focus on the negative, then it will build in that direction.
All right. Colin Wright, Colin Wrong on a Monday, brought to you by Jersey Mike's Subs. New grilled portobello mushroom. Jersey Mike's, be a sub above. Here we go.
Where Colin was right.
What a shock. The Clippers were bad late in games. Game 2 and Game 4, totally winnable games. Missed free throws. Poor execution late. This is what the Clippers are. They're the only really, really excellent team in the NBA that can't get the last 6 minutes right. In the fourth quarter of Game 4 against the Suns, they had 14 points. They were 3 of 19. They were 0 for 6 for threes. And I don't want to hear about officials. This team had wide open looks, couldn't hit any of them. I've been saying this for 2 months. This is why I have questions about the Clippers and why I like the Suns in this series. I don't trust the Clippers late.
Where Colin was wrong.
Chris Middleton was more Batman than Robin yesterday. 38 last night, a career playoff high. I've been critical of him for years, but I will say this. When you don't ask him to give you last night every night, he's a shot maker. He's a very nice shooter in the NBA. I've always thought he's a better 3, maybe a 4 on a dynasty, a 3 on a finals or a championship team. But he deserves some praise because he was money last night, especially in the fourth.
Where Colin was right.
Talked about it last week. Dame Lillard, I said, here it comes. What do you know? Chris Haynes broke the story. He reportedly could request a trade soon. Listen, 9 years, they couldn't get him a running mate. CJ McCollum's a very nice player, should be a 3 or a 4, not a 2. And by the way, Lillard consumes a lot of social media, so Portland fans bagging on him, I'd stay away from that. That's the kind of stuff you don't think it matters. It does. You're lucky to have Dame. Realize that.
Where Colin was wrong.
I had an NFL head coach call me and say, Tom Brady wasn't ripping Mitch Trubisky. Another story today, multiple sources, Tom Brady MFing was not Mitch Trubisky. So here's my takeaway. Who was it? You wouldn't do that to Garoppolo or Tannehill or Derek Carr, which everybody keeps telling me. Those guys aren't terrible. Tom Brady wouldn't rip somebody who was just beat him or pretty good. Derek Carr's pretty good.
There is some stories that that people think it's Derek Carr that he's talking about.
Does everybody realize Brady was not going to go to the Chargers because they were West? Why would you go to Gruden, a second-tier roster, first year in Vegas? So when Brady said, you're going to keep that blankety blank, it must have been a team he had some interest in, right?
Yeah.
He looked at it a little. I can't believe the Raiders were even with that roster even considered. But multiple stories today, it's not Trubisky.
Where Colin was right.
Well, the Suns' DeAndre Ayton, the emerging star at center. Finally, somebody came out and talked about the value behind the scenes of Chris Paul.
That's really the only teammate that really pushed me, like big bro type push, knowing what I got and that I never thought that I had. I think he was the best thing that happened to my career. You know, I can say that every day.
That's the Chris Paul nobody sees on the floor. pushing young players. It's kind of embarrassing he wasn't even nominated for the MVP. So much of the NBA is only what we can see. What makes Chris Paul different? One of the rare veteran players who will put his arms around a young player, bark at him, pushing, be demanding on that young player, and DeAndre Ayton. Everybody's asking right now, why did DeAndre Ayton suddenly get so good? The answer, Chris Paul.
Where Colin was wrong.
Well, Woj reporting the 76ers are committed to Ben Simmons as a, quote, central piece of their franchise. All right. I guess. I don't know how you can sell that to the fans or the locker room, but the Sixers are saying to Woj, we're not going anywhere with Ben Simmons. Now, by the way, Daryl Morey, the GM, tends to say he loves all his players. He also tends to make a lot of moves, so I'll kind of believe it if the season starts and Ben Simmons is there. But as of this morning, Woj is reporting Simmons going nowhere.
Where Colin was right?
Well, I picked the Bucks to win a title, and the second reason was their guys never get hurt. And when Trae Young twisted his ankle, it's another health break for the Bucks. I mean, go look at the playoffs this year. Donovan Mitchell, Harden, Kyrie, Kawhi, AD, Embiid. This is why I said I like Milwaukee. They're sturdy. Their guys don't get hurt. Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, Giannis. They play a lot of games. They don't get hurt. And over the last, I would say, 4 to 5 years in the NBA, health is the reason the Raptors won a title. Health is the reason Harden, CP3, couldn't get past Golden State. That's why I took the Bucks.
Where Colin was right?
Well, Friday there was a story from Baker Mayfield's agent. We are expecting very soon contract talks. I said, there's no contract talks. Cleveland's not signing Baker Mayfield. They want to watch this year. Well, story came out today. The Browns have had no substantive talks yet regarding Baker Mayfield. They picked up his fifth-year option. I'm not saying they won't sign him. I think by Thanksgiving, if he plays well and they're first or second in their division, they probably will sign him. I'm not saying they won't. But what is the rush? Goff and Carson Wentz are cautionary tales of signing it a little bit too soon. And I liked signing Carson Wentz, and it backfired. And I like signing Jared Goff. The reality is, last time Baker had a little success, he wasn't mature enough to handle it, didn't come into camp in great shape. There is no rush. Lamar Jackson's different. He's won 80% of his games. Every year he comes in peak shape and is better. If you're rushing to sign Baker, it is the classic low sports self-esteem front office. He gives you a little success. Somebody likes us, and you sign him to a long contract. Sit and watch till Thanksgiving. If you like what you see, then you call the agent. All right. All sorts of stuff today. Some football stuff as well. Looks like Tebow. I know. Anytime I say anything about Tebow, everybody in the South, you don't like Tebow. Stating facts on Tebow, it does not appear Urban Meyer is going to make a big case to keep him. I'll just say that.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Saturday on FS1, get ready for some fireworks as Fernando Tatis Jr. and the Padres take on Bryce Harper and the Phillies Saturday at 3:30 Eastern on FS1 and the Fox Sports app.
By the way, I saw fans this weekend talking about Fernando Tatis commits a lot of errors. He's not a great defensive player, but I'm like, just take the offense. Like, we know that in the NBA, Ben Wallace averaged 5 points a game as a Hall of Famer, which is kind of dubious. But we know that Steph Curry's turnovers, you just overlook them. Can we get past worrying about somebody that'll end up with 25 errors? There's 162 games. Like, just enjoy this generational talent. Baseball.
You have to be perfect.
It's like, we understand that Steph Curry has turnovers and gets a little flashy and a little fun.
Well, the turnovers don't matter so much when you're can turn around and hit 4 threes in a row from half court.
Or you can hit like Fernando Tatis. And you can do all this dynamic stuff offensively. I know you think defense wins World Series, and it doesn't really. It's hitting, situational, it's average, it's driving runs in, it's star pitching, it's great bullpens. The kid's a once in a 25-year franchise talent. Like, that kid is unbelievably good. Eric Mangini, under Belichick, Harbaugh, Parcells as an assistant, 3 rings with the Patriots, joining us now. All right, couple football things. So let me just get the Tebow thing out of the way because everybody thinks I hate Tebow. So Urban Meyer said, he prefaced it by saying, listen, this whole 53-man roster is new to me. College was 85. That's the reality of the NFL. To me, Tebow's 1-90. I mean, he goes, he's a guy that, you know, what's the difference between him and the other 40 guys to make the team? He didn't say he's 1-53. He said he's 1-90. And I thought to myself, this is the Urban that is transitioning to the NFL. You know it well. You let go of guys knowing they may land somewhere else. And, you know, it's just like when you look at Tebow, to me, he's a 1994 blocking tight end. You keep as a 3. Tight end now is too athletic. You can't keep him. He's not an NFL tight end. That's my thought. Yours.
Yeah, Urban's going to go through a learning curve with a lot of things, transitioning from college to pro football. And this looks like one of those situations where he had a guy that he cared about, he liked a lot, and he wanted to give him an opportunity. But as he comes in, he looks at him and realizes not just age, but transitioning to a different position and the other skill guys that he has available, it's just not going to work. Now, maybe it works from a practice squad perspective. Maybe he can keep him around in that way. Maybe he just wants the presence in the locker room And again, that becomes like a practice squad type role, coach in the locker room type thing. But yeah, it's too late to make this transition, and there's just not enough there to make it work.
By the way, so, and you live in Cleveland, you're not there now, you're at one of your many luxurious beach homes, but I said this, you have to be careful in the NFL. The Patriots, the Seahawks, the Packers are so successful that they don't fall in love when they have brief success. But years ago, the Bills, Ryan Fitzpatrick had a good September, and the Bills like threw a ton of money at him. It's like, it's September, it's sunny, it's Buffalo, okay? It's mostly not. Cleveland with Baker, my takeaway is, okay, he had some success. What's the rush for a contract? Let's see if he can play. So when I hear about this contract extension stuff, I'm like, no. Josh Allen, I'd sign early. There's no doubts there. Is it okay for me to still have doubts with Baker Mayfield off a little bit of success last year?
100%. You should have nothing but doubts in that situation. And why would you ever rush it? There's you have the fifth-year option with first-round draft picks for a reason, to give you more time and to give you that player at cost certainty, but something that's fair to him. Why do you need to rush to pay these guys and dramatically affect your salary cap? And with Baker, it's been hot and cold, and he made a ton of progress. He made progress as a player, and in my mind, he made a lot of progress as a person and showed a lot of maturity. But until you see that consistently, why would you lock yourself into a long-term contract? I mean, you've got to be Patrick Mahomes sure of a guy to sign him early. Otherwise, it just makes no sense from a franchise perspective.
So Brady went on one of these shows, one of these LeBron shows, right? And he went out there and he's saying, you know, he's ripping a quarterback and we're trying to guess who it is. Joy said something last week. We were talking about Brady. Is this who Brady always was? But for the team, he kept all his comments under wrap. Is he having a midlife crisis with his football? And I was. It's interesting because, I mean, he's got an opinion on everything. I love this version of Tom. I think it's closer to who he is. But you know Tom behind the scenes. This new Tom, outspoken, ripping guys, was that always who he was, just not to us, the media?
Well, when we look at it, it's ripping from a Tom Brady perspective. It's not really ripping guys that harshly. And when you grow up in New England, and he not only spent early part of his career, I mean, he literally grew into an adult, you know, borderline AARP in New England. And that's the way the whole system is programmed. You're going to say as little as possible. I do think Tom has a great personality. I think he's funny. I think he's intensely competitive. I would imagine that to some degree he feels like he hasn't gotten all the credit he probably deserves to have gotten over the course of time. And then to go do what he did in Tampa Bay, it's a little bit of like, yeah, I told you who I was. I've been telling you who I was. And then when you had an opportunity to sign me, you know, you didn't want to sign me.
Yeah. So, you know, do you have any clues to who Brady was talking about when he said that?
Well, you know, Chicago makes so much sense, but I don't necessarily think it's Chicago, and I don't necessarily think it's a team that he wouldn't have played for. I mean, I could imagine that it could be San Francisco very easily. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo and he had obviously not issues, but they were prepared to move on from him for Jimmy in the first place, and then his childhood team, and he can't go there, and Jimmy's there again and keeping him from that possibility. And look, a year later, they did move on from Jimmy. They went and traded, you know, an unprecedented amount to go get another quarterback. So in a lot of ways, Tom was right. So that makes sense to me, even though he said I would have never played at that location. I don't think that part was necessarily the whole story.
Well, it's interesting. Very intriguing. People are telling me, I'm getting a lot of people saying I'm wrong on Trubisky. Wouldn't be the first time I'm wrong. So so it's interesting. But I was thinking about this morning. Greg Cosell's been doing this for a long time, watches film, knows his stuff. And he said, Josh Allen is the single most talented quarterback prospect I've ever seen. He has more skills. He's Elway, but much bigger. Mahomes, but faster. And it's interesting, you know, Bradshaw came from a small town. We didn't watch him in college. Brett Favre didn't watch him in college. You know, Josh Allen didn't watch him in college. When you first saw Josh Allen, did you buy it? Did you have questions? What do you make of him as a player, as a prospect, as a talent?
I had a ton of questions when I first saw him. I had a ton of questions when I was looking at him coming out in the draft from an accuracy perspective. And I think that has been an issue to some degree. He's big, he's strong, he's fast, he's a good runner. Athletically, he's a strong arm. He's got all those gifts, but there were a bunch of times where it looked like he made wide receivers work and work really hard for the ball. And you saw that a significant amount early in his career, and I think he's gotten better at that. But I'd say that's still a factor in his growth. And I give Brian Daboll a ton of credit for what he's done with Josh. But from a pure talent perspective, it's hard to think that he has more inherent talent than a Patrick Mahomes. It's just, I mean, even Aaron Rodgers, they're just so unique in terms of what they can do athletically with the football and converting passes.
By the way, you didn't mention Brady there in the talent thing. That was a kind of a slight.
Well, no. Wait, I mean, he's going to show up on the next podcast. Brady's talent level is a totally different type of thing, and it's a lot from the shoulders up, where he understands, you know, if he knows where what you're in, it's going to go to the right place. And there's a lot of guys that can't do that.
Okay. So, by the way, you're out in an undisclosed location. It's very bougie, but I would say it's not far. It's very nice.
I love the fact that you would call any place I'm located bougie.
So it's very...
A pot calling the kettle, you know?
Okay, so you're not far from Patriots, you know, land. What are you hearing on Mac Jones? Seriously, what are you hearing? What are you seeing on Mac Jones from your sourcing?
I've heard that he is incredibly smart and has picked up things at a very high level. And I was talking to someone who actually isn't with the Pats, but has good knowledge of Mac Jones and understands him well. And said that he reminds him a lot of Tom in terms of his overall understanding of not just what they're doing offensively, but what defenses are trying to do, and his a unique ability to process things at a high level. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a push early. We'll have to see how the preseason games go to get him to play, you know, much sooner than people anticipate.
All right. Well, enjoy your catamaran. enjoy your lifestyle over the next couple of weeks, Eric.
Thank you, Colin.
All right. By the way, I was at a place last night. Is this? I was at a place with a pizza oven. Like.
Why can't you say where you were?
I just don't want to involve other people. I don't want to get.
It was a party. Right.
It was a party with very beautiful people, and they had this pizza oven that cooks pizzas in 2 minutes. You would make them, put them in, pull it at 800 degrees, 2 minutes. Mm. I'd never seen that before. Like, you can get these things at places, but they go to like 200 degrees, 800 degrees. And it was just like, boom, pizza done. They made 40 of them.
Sounds like the good life.
It was a good life. And somebody that owns a vineyard was there as well. I don't do a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not really into
this. You know, you have been doing a lot more Hollywood-y stuff lately since you've moved.
That, you know why? Because my house is in shambles.
Yeah, so every sure. Party you I get outside, yeah.
Yeah, every party I get invited to, I'm like, can you make me dinner? I've got no kitchen. I'm done with DoorDash.
I just don't want to eat out of a plastic container.
I've been eating out of a plastic container for 3 months. So if you invite me, I will come over to your house. Joy with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
So NFL players have the option to opt out of the 2021 season, no questions asked, if their latest contract was executed before October 1st, 2020.
Why is that the COVID thing or something?
Not sure. But Aaron Rodgers falls into that category and could decide to not play next season. However, the deadline to opt out is Friday, July 2nd. That is this week. And if you don't opt out, you cannot change your mind later if you don't do it by that date. So it's reportedly unlikely that Rodgers would choose to do this because he might not be ready to give up on the entire season in such a short amount of time. But Friday could be the first domino to fall in finding out if he is going to come back next season.
So if he opts out, Friday's the deadline.
Yeah. According to this, like, contract clause, like this.
And when you do that, what does it trigger? What other things?
So it's like, you remember we had lots of opt-outs last year because
yes,
of COVID.
Because of COVID.
So it's essentially just a year off. Like you can not play this season. So that's what's happening. But they won't be compensated, but he wouldn't have to forfeit his $11.5 million in signing bonus money that was allocated for the 2021 season if he opts out.
So he could opt out and get 11 of his $30 million bucks.
He would also presumably still receive the payments on his roster bonus, which is $6.8 million
oh,
that
whoa.
He earned in March.
So now it's up to 17, 18.
Yeah.
So
this option is due to the pandemic.
So Aaron can opt out and get 60% of his money. And if he
almost.
Got Jeopardy, he's almost to 100%. Probably about
is the Jeopardy thing still happening? Like, is that still?
It's very. My inside sources tell me it's very much undecided.
Hollywood sourcing.
How about that? That's interesting.
As I'm saying, we've been sort of speculating about where all of this is with Rodgers and Green Bay for months now, but now we're getting closer to the season. There's deadlines starting to come up. Training camp is approaching, and you know there's starting to be dates where you know decisions have to be made or contracts are going to change.
Well, the two numbers you gave out, it's like $19 million bucks.
He's not going to be broke for the year, no. He's not going to receive his normal salary, like his normal contract salary for the year. But
he's getting a chunk of it.
There's a lot of different...
Very interesting.
Different things that could happen. So LeBron has made the argument before that while Tom Brady is the greatest football player of all time, he can't be the greatest athlete of all time because he doesn't play both sides of the ball. Brady responded to that claim on HBO's The Shop and gave a humble response, admitting he knows he can't do it all on the football field.
I'm not a big comparison thing like
I agree,
that,
yeah.
Because really just depends what style you like. You know, there's certain things that I certainly cannot do, and I have the awareness to realize, okay, I can't do those things. You can't do everyone else's job. I can't block, tackle, run, catch. Sure, you know, sure as hell can't run. But I can throw the shit out of the ball, you know? So let me just do that. And let me do that really well, you know?
I like that. That's a good answer. We talk about this on the show all the time. Some people do one thing great. Let them do that one thing great.
Were we just talking about this with Fernando Tatis Jr.? Yes, because there is a mentality. And I think some of this is due to LeBron.
Yeah.
LeBron is the outlier who is really great at so many things that we now have this idea really across all sports that you are supposed to be great at everything when really that was never the reality. And in life, most people are usually only truly great at one thing. Now, they can be good at other things. You can be a great actor and be a good director and, you know, be a good producer or whatever, like because this is your business. So you learned how to do these things over the time where you were doing the thing that you were great at. But that's not the standard. Like, you can be the greatest of all time at one specific thing. Now, the football thing is interesting because most people would argue that, you know, football players are better athletes because it's a collision sport. They're dealing with playing through more pain. And, like, you know, it really is a preference thing to his point. And you're not going to compare, you know, Reggie White to Tom Brady. Like, they play different positions.
Right.
They have different skill sets. Maybe Reggie was a better athlete, probably was. But Reggie can't do what Tom does, and Tom can't do what he does. So how do you even really compare?
I contend that basketball players are the best athletes, and here's why. Because it combines, you have to be a great athlete. We don't ask hockey players and baseball players to have to run and jump. We don't ask football players outside of receivers and corners often to jump. Basketball guys got to be in great cardio shape, got to be strong. You got to run, you got to jump, you got to jump with the ball, have to do something in the air with the ball. Also, it's a highly skilled sport. If you don't play basketball for 2 weeks.
Yeah, it shows.
No. I mean, Chris Paul sat home and he came back the next game and you're like, oh, shot's a little off. It's like golf. You don't pick up the sticks for a while. It's like, man, I can't chip. NFL is different. There are lots of examples in the NFL where somebody did not play high school football until their senior year or not at all, didn't play college football. I mean, Antonio Gates, Hall of Fame tight end. He did not play college football. You don't do that in the NBA. There are no, I'm athletic, I'm going to play pro basketball.
Yeah,
it doesn't
work. My brother didn't start playing football until his junior year of high school.
That's very, you see a lot of that, and they become great players. There are no, you know, I never picked up a basketball until 20.
Well, I also would say with basketball, which people always argue with me about, and it's really, I just think it's kind of silly. I'm like, do you watch sport? It's a contact sport. So the NFL is a collision sport.
Different.
There are no collisions. But basketball is a contact sport. So on top of all the other things that you just mentioned, you are also body to body with other
all the time
professional athletes at the highest level of their athleticism and physique. Like that's that also takes something out of you. That's why I think that like boxers and fighters are such incredible athletes, because not only do you have to have an incredible amount of stamina, you're getting hit. Like every time you get hit, that takes something out of you as well. And then yeah, you have to return that. So it's a complicated debate off who is the best athlete. But I like that response from Brady either way. So the Bucks beat the Hawks last night to take a 2-1 series lead. A turning point for Atlanta was the injury to Trae Young. He left the game at the end of the third quarter with a right ankle sprain. He took a step back and sort of put his foot down on the ref who was standing on the sidelines.
Ref was in the right spot. Ref was in the right spot.
I would have loved him to not be there.
Right.
Like maybe a couple inches back, but it's, you know, it's, he wasn't planning on Trae Young stepping on him. It's an accident, but it's just really frustrating. He was able to return in the fourth, but only scored 3 more points.
Yeah,
and after
wasn't.
The game, he said the ankle was sore and hurting. But it is his plan to play in the game, in game 4 on Tuesday. He'll have an MRI on his ankle today. He did have 35 points and 4 assists. He only missed a total of 9 games due to injury this year, and 4 of them were due to a left ankle sprain. Not the same one he injured last night, but it was an ankle injury. So hopefully he's 100%. We're all really done with like the injury thing. Like hopefully we can just get through the rest of the playoffs with all the stars healthy and you know, see the series through.
Good stuff, Joy, with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Lie News.
Some updates on Dame and his possible move and his story that he is now unhappy, according to Chris Haynes, and would consider demanding a trade, which I think he'd have to, because you couldn't trade Dame. He's too popular. It's like Steph Curry. If they demand it, you can move him. If they don't, you better not.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game, King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hot water that never runs out. Go tankless with Navien. Tanklessmadesimple.com. Look up those Navien water filters. Take up less space. More efficient. Cost you less money. So apparently Chris Haynes reported that Damian Lillard wanted Jason Kidd as a coach for the Blazers. They didn't get him. He wanted longtime David Vanterpool, a Blazer assistant, much of Lillard's career. He didn't get him, and they hired Chauncey Billups. So be that as it may, like a lot of times, and I understand fans have a hard time moving off players. But in the end, are you more loyal to players or championships? Like, I always wanted my teams to win. I had favorite players, but when I was a kid, I wanted to win games. And if I could win more games, then I was happy. Portland's got a million issues. They're a mile from a championship. The only great asset you have is Dame. He's 31. Maybe it's time. I think it's time for Dame to move, but maybe it's also time for the Blazers. They could not beat Denver. That's with Dame putting up historic numbers, and Denver didn't have Jamal Murray. And by the way, look at the West. The Nuggets will be better next year. The Warriors will be back because Klay Thompson, and they have two first-round picks. The Mavs, the Clippers, the Jazz, the Suns have all surpassed them. Is it about winning or about a star player? Like, if you go to Boston, Boston makes so much sense to me. We get Jaylen Brown. He's not Dame, but he's going to average about 23.5 points a game. So I get a lot of Dame. He's a better defender. He's a bigger athlete than Dame. Give me Marcus Smart and first-round draft picks, and if I can hit on one of them, there you go. But Portland's a mile. Forget winning the championship. They're a mile from getting out of the West. They are. Remember a couple years ago, they got to the conference finals. Everybody went crazy, but they got swept by the Warriors, who didn't, at the time, KD wasn't healthy. They're a mile away. So I can love the player Dame and think he should go, and I can root for the organization and think it's time. Like, this is something organizations struggle with, right? Like, they want to, you know, you want to keep everybody to the last minute. The hardest point for any organization, it's not the first few years with a player. You develop him. He doesn't cost you very much. You're getting benefits. The first big decision is, do we have to pay him a lot? With Dame, it was obvious you pay him a lot. Then you get to that point, about 31, 32 years old. They've been hurt a couple times. They're still great, but you haven't been able to deliver around them the essential parts they need for a championship, and now teams always feel like I'm stuck. And that, to me, is the time you move them. That is, Dame's got a ton of value around the league, and you try to get him out east. So if you do face him, it would be in the conference championships. But both Boston and Miami can give you high-end players and picks back. You move him out east. You don't have to face him as much. He's not going to beat you in the playoffs, come to your place and beat you three or four times in the playoffs. That makes sense to me. And it's like, it's not a shot at Dame. Listen, if you could trade broadcasters, like if I was a tradable piece, you would understand that. Like, you get to a certain point, ooh, this guy or gal's expensive.
we've gotten a lot of value, but we don't have enough pieces for the network, and they're a great trade asset, and I can get a bunch of pieces and fill a bunch of needs. You're not going to get Dame's equal. You're not going to get Steph Curry for him. You got to get out of that space. But Portland's like bad defensively, really bad in the backcourt defensively. They don't have the depth. They don't have the wing scoring. They got like five needs. You can solve about three of them with a trade. Now, you won't be quite as good offensively in the backcourt, but you'll be much better defensively. So does it kind of, in the end, do you get some value out of it? I think Boston makes a ton of sense. But fans always struggle with this, and to me it's all about winning. And it's nothing against the star. The star's always going to get his. And Dame will get his. That'll be good. But I want to see the greatest players play with other great players. I don't want to see one guy in an island dropping 54 and they can't beat Denver. That's not what sports is all about. Sports is when you get, you know, and the NBA has always been top heavy. By the way, nobody wants to admit this. There's a reason I predicted all seven teams to make the playoffs last year in the AFC. Now, how was I able to do that? For the same reason I can mostly predict who's good in the NBA. The NFL is way more top-heavy than anybody wants to admit. All I ever hear is, well, you know who's going to win in the NBA. No. I know who's going to win in college football. I didn't know the Suns were going to be the best team. I didn't know Atlanta was going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. I didn't know Dirk Nowitzki was going to beat the Heatles. I didn't know the Raptors were going to beat the Warriors. I've never bought into that. You know who's going to win in the NBA. No, I know who's going to be viable, but I can tell you right now who's going to be viable in the NFL. Let me give you 8-9 teams. Next year, Cleveland's going to be good. Baltimore's going to be good. Kansas City's going to be good. Buffalo's going to be good. Guarantee it. In the NFC, Seattle's going to be good. If Aaron's there, they're going to be good in Green Bay. The Rams with Matt Stafford, if he stays upright, are going to be very good. I can tell you right now, in my Super Bowl bubble, I can give you seven teams I guarantee you're going to be good. And eight, if Garoppolo doesn't get hurt. If Garoppolo's upright and plays, San Francisco's a 12-win team. Will there be an Atlanta Hawks that emerges? Every year there is. Every year. Will there be a Brooklyn Nets that disappoints? Last year, Minnesota. Every year there is. But this idea, I've always thought it's just fear-based nonsense. It's the NBA is not fair to small markets. Well, Phoenix is beating the second most notable team in Los Angeles, and Milwaukee, about as unglamorous as the NBA gets, is beating a team that hasn't been here forever. Yeah, Toronto won. The Mavericks beat the Heatles. San Antonio was a dynasty. So, you know, to me, I've never been afraid of these super teams. They never last as long as you. Everybody was afraid of Brooklyn. Oh, what a turnoff. They couldn't get past Milwaukee. What are we talking about here? So I root for super teams because it's the best playing with the best. They never last as long as you think. Super teams never have a bench. Therefore, you ask the starters to play a ton of minutes, and there's always it's very hard to win in the NBA with no bench. It's not a shock. Milwaukee's got a pretty good bench. It's not a shock. Phoenix has a pretty good bench. It's not a shock the Clippers play 9 guys. 10 if Kawhi was there. Super teams, you got to be really super. You got to have LeBron, Bosh, and D-Wade, or Durant, Steph, and Clay. Like, those are super teams. You can get away with a bad bench. 90% of super teams are not that good, are not that skilled. You got to have some bench. Check out mdriveformen.com. mdrive boost and burn, sheds unwanted pounds, elevates your healthy testosterone levels. Walgreens has it. Vitamin Shop and Rite Aid too. mdriveformen.com. free shipping, 60-day money back guarantee. Hour 3 next.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.